The remains of former U.S. Marine Randolph Allen, who died in one of the bloodiest battles in the Pacific Theater of World War II, have been found nearly 71 years after the battle on the island of Tarawa. Dottie McCoy is Allen's niece, and although she never got to meet him, says she watched her mother shed a lot of tears over the years for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I watched her for years cry and pray about him. You know, she'd just get to thinking about him. And, you know, there was never closure for her and her sisters with this. Never. And she would get to thinking about him. And I watched her cry many a time.
The Tarawa campaign took place from November 20th to November 23rd in 1943. According to McCoy, Allen had to have his father's permission to enlist in the Marines because he was only 17 at the time.
Well, it was my mom's only brother. He went in the service in World War II. He entered into it when he was 17. They just never got his remains back, and he was missing in action for about 71 years. He had five sisters, and he was killed in Tarawa.
Allen was one of roughly 6,400 who were killed in the Battle of Tarawa, which was the first American offensive in the Central Pacific region. After the battle, the Navy buried a number of the bodies it found in mass graves, but the grave sites were moved several times, which complicated efforts to locate the remains of the U.S. servicemen and bring them home for burial. Despite the 71-year delay, McCoy and her family are happy Allen is finally returning home.
Well, never knowing really where he died, what really happened. We heard different stories, but you never know, you know, what's true and what's not. But to know that they found him and he's coming back on American soil, it means a lot.
Allen's remains were found along with several other sets at a construction site. The U.S. Marine Corps is making arrangements for Allen to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. While her family has gotten some closure, Dottie McCoy admits she is saddened that her mother, Frances Stanley, died without ever having the opportunity to say goodbye to her only brother.
My mother died in 1973. He had five sisters altogether, and that was their only brother. And we always felt a connection to him. And then when they did find him and his remains and let us know, it was just such a shock that there was always a something not complete there, you know. And we can have a little bit of closure, I guess.
Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Zachary Sandusky.